the fact of the matter is that for as long as we can remember, the MDC has not had an experience where a meeting gets abandoned and Tsvangirai loses total control of a meeting of one of his national committees. And I think that this is an indication that things have this time gotten completely out of hand for him, and that he is losing some bit of control amongst those stalwarts who have worked alongside him for a very long time and are unwilling to criticize him. I think we've come to a point where we realize that to a certain extent his influence and power is waning. Justice is the influence and power that's on Mugabe's side. I think it is unfortunate that Tsvangirai is reaching this milestone right at the same time when ZANU-PF and Mugabe is reaching the same milestone, which means the influence that he has, if Mugabe loses influence, he's going to lose just as much influence because it is going with the mood. It is a very bad moment for the opposition to be going through what it is going and for this meeting to have been abandoned. And I think that it indicates a miscalculation by Mr. Tsvangirai in terms of how he was supposed to carry out his appointments. Did them at the wrong time? Did them when he just came from leave of sickness, when he didn't have enough time and control to understand what members of his party and the different structures in his party were thinking?
What message do these squabbles send to the masses who for long have rooted for the MDCT?
The mood indicates that people would like to resist any form of dictatorship, and the message that's going out there to the people, is it a good message for the opposition and its desire to get into power?